Welcome back. Welcome back. It's McDay's Marcus Maybin. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we get into the topics of the second hour, I want to take a second to give a huge shout out to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide, the moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responder or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price. And it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
April 11th, right?
April 11th, open house. Clear your calendar.
Come have lunch with us.
Come have lunch with us.
Or pigs?
And yes, oh, maybe.
Okay.
We got to make sure we got to confirm that. All
either way, we'll. I'm sure we'll have some good.
We'll have some vittles for you.
Somebody will.
We'll definitely have vittles. You've had a rough break.
That hurts so bad.
You've had a rough break.
Yeah.
What's been going on with you during
I just hit my knuckle really hard.
You okay?
No, I'm not. I'm not okay.
Don't want me to kiss it?
No.
He almost slammed his hand in the door as well.
Yeah.
Damn, Steve, you did have a rough break.
What event will make you call it a day? What event can happen when you're out about that where you just say, you know what I saw? I saw April Fool's prank. It's one of the funnier ones I've seen because it reminded me of my youth. A young lady put a sign on her mom's car that said, honk at me and flick, or honk at my mom and flick her off. Right,
I saw that. That was hilarious.
She put the sign on the car. You didn't see that video?
No.
This mom was driving. She's like, "What am I doing? What you know? What,
yeah,
somebody just honked at me, you know, and they just flicked me off." She's like, "Oh my god!" You know, just people are honking at her and flipping her off, right?
Okay.
And she's getting worked up.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's so good. It's like it's the Ashton Punk thing. Ashton Kutcher. Yeah, sometimes you ready to shut it down.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, this might
get you're doing too much. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was so good that you don't want to turn it off. But I felt bad for the mom because she was like, the girl, and she's just keeping a straight face. And she's like, "Mom, how many is that?" She's like, "I don't know. At least 25 people. You know,
what am I doing wrong?"
Yeah. And now she's spazzing out, "F you, buddy." Right? So she's getting worked up. And she was like, the daughter was like, "Maybe you just need to go home." And she's like, "I'm going home. I am going home." Like she was like, it was bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I would be rattled.
Yeah, I would. I mean, that's like my favorite one was probably the John Cena phone call. Where they keep calling.
Oh, God, that's so good.
They're like, "It's John Cena." Burr, 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 burr. Yeah,
and she's like, but she just keeps answering it. That was like, the thing that was incredible.
That she's like, "Mother, we'll never have wrestling in this house again. Call me ever again." You know,
that was a good one.
And then they'll come back. He's like, "Hey, oh." She's like, "What?" He's like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I was calling to see. Do you support the military?" She's like, "Yeah." I'm so sorry. She's like, "Yes, we do very much." She's like, "Do you support the Marines?" Like, yeah, she's like, well, like,
"Hello."
"I have just one question for you. Are you ready?"
"Am I ready for what? Who is this?"
"Are you ready for this Sunday night when WWE champ John Cena defends his title?"
Skip ahead when she's really mad because it's long. It's really long.
"Do you understand me? I know who you are, John Cena, crazy motherfucker. Coming now. No wrestling, no super motherfucking slam is happening in this house."
Did they call her back?
to Jesus. If this is those wrestling f***s again.
Okay, good morning. Hi, I'm just calling this morning to ask if you're a supporter of the United States military.
Oh, my God, I apologize. We've been getting calls all morning. I apologize, and yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, I am.
Great. Are you a supporter of the Marine Corps?
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Great, because a former decorated member of the United States Marine Corps needs your support.
And his name is John C. He's going to get in the ring and put boots to asses.
Are you kidding me right now? I can't even handle this.
Oh, my God, dude.
Available right now at a low price of only $39.99.
Yeah.
That would drive me.
I can't believe it.
Oh, no, it was awesome, man. I was like, but that reminded me of that. Just like, you know, where somebody's like, why is this happening to me?
You want to know what else goes into the super prank category? Chinese food spot. The guy puts the phones together. Hello? Hello? Yeah, Chinese food. What do you want? You know, I mean, it's, you know.
Right.
This is me trying to be.
That's hilarious.
This is my best.
I've not saw that.
Okay,
either.
Look. Just, I do apologize if this is offensive, but this is my mockery of, you know. And listen, Steve, when I tell you, the guy says, yeah, what you want, you know? And the other guy says, yeah, Chinese food, what you want? You know? and they're like, yes, this is, you know, this is Chinese spot, you know? And they start going back and forth. And he's, okay, yeah, what you want? You know? Oh, my God. They start going back. See if you can.
Oh, my God.
And the dude is just laughing so hard. Because they're getting so mad at each other. He's like, yeah, you know, but you know, like you can, and he's like, you call me. And he's like, I call what?
Oh my gosh. Like,
no, you call me. What you want? Yeah, that.
Hold on.
Hello, I need to speak to somebody who can speak.
No, that's not. No.
Michelle Wong from Wong Chinese. I have an order of orange chicken, beef broccoli.
I don't know what that is. That's not it. No, Nikki, you're trying to get us.
I swear, I typed in Chinese food prank.
And we're canceled.
Yeah, cool. I think that I was going to get it.
And we're done.
Hey, so I'd like.
Okay, wait. I think I got it. Chinese food, two-way. Yes. Two-way call. Here we go. Sorry, everybody. Sorry to offend. What the f***? What just happened?
Yeah, way to go, man. That's great.
You're just canceled.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, you want to place an order for pickup?
Okay, what would I get for you? What would I get for you?
Hello?
Hello, yes, Matthew?
Yes, so you just a two order, that's it?
Okay, yeah. What would I get for you?
What you say? I can hear you.
Yeah, what would you like to order?
You order chicken chow mein and the orange chicken or rice, is it right?
I never heard of this one.
So you want to order right now, right?
Yeah, I order already. You told me already, all right? Yeah, the first one, you say you want the chicken chow mein. The second one, your brother want the orange chicken or rice, right?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you want to order right now? You want to pick up?
No, you want to order now? You order?
Order chicken chow mein, and then?
Then you said the orange chicken over rice,
all right? Yeah.
Orange
chicken, we don't side order.
There's
you
a pizza
single
one,
order.
Too.
We don't
two pizza places? That's awesome.
Yeah, single order.
Okay, pull that down, because
I've
been struggling with language barriers a lot lately, so.
Yeah. Wow, now you're really.
Yeah. Okay, Dante Maddox.
Well, I mean, I imagine he's on deck.
What's going on with why are you even mentioning Dante Maddox's name?
Well, because Pat Kelsey flew there.
How would you know where
Pat Kelsey? Well, we tracked his plane.
What do you mean? Who's we?
Just Twitter. And
the Twitter army.
And we tracked his plane, and it was going to Toledo, Ohio, and then it was supposed to go to Boca Raton. However, it did not get there.
Oh, my God.
No, it just came back here. Yeah, the dead period. It looked like it might have got delayed, which might have been a good thing because everybody was like, oh, it might have been a weather delay. And I'm like, or he was having a really good time with Dante Maddox.
Texas is great now. I'm craving Chinese.
I'm just thinking.
Not that. A bad call.
I was like, man. Some
chicken fried rice. Don't say it. Beef lo mein.
I was going to say Mount Fuji. I'm like, it's Japanese, but.
Well, no, but they got like stir fry. They got like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got they got chicken fried rice over there. Yeah.
What I'm craving.
Asian cuisine. Thanks for cleaning that up. Okay. I'm listening. You track that. You track down like a sleuth.
Yeah. Yeah. So track it down. See where he's going. Because see what he's doing.
Because that's totally normal.
Said plane's going to Orlando today. Because I don't know.
That's totally normal.
I mean, he's probably just vacationing with his family. Better not be.
Lord knows.
See, what the hell you doing in Orlando?
If I catch you golfing.
Yeah. Yeah, 13-man roster put together, son. I'm going to start calling him son.
And you only got three.
He's 48. Lost your dang mind?
Right.
I wish I would get off a plane and see you in Florida somewhere and not recruiting.
Working. Just.
Yeah. Maybe sending your family down there for the week. Don't want distractions. Welcome to Louisville.
Okay. You're right. Okay. Yeah, 13-man roster, you got three.
Wow, dude.
I'm listening.
I think Marcus brought that conversation. Man, Nikki catching strays. Like, Marcus brought the conversation up. the prank conversation.
Oh, God.
They're like, awesome. Nick's is bringing his V-show influence onto every show now.
Jeez.
I think Marcus brought it up.
But mine was all in good fun.
Yeah, like, we didn't want to go as far as he did.
Unbelievable.
Like, he wouldn't stop. We were like, please stop, please. Yeah, I'm begging you to play something else.
Beep, beep,
yeah.
Beep,
yep.
Beep, beep.
Gosh, man.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, no, I think that's kind of your next guy. I mean, now obviously there's been there's been other names that have been out there.
There's a name popping up every 17 to 32 minutes. There's another portal guy that we wouldn't mind having.
Mm-hmm. I'm more focused on like guys that are.
Hold on, is this? Hold on,
okay.
Is this the caller I've been waiting on? Is this the caller I've been waiting on?
I think so.
Cousin Jesse, thanks for joining us on 93.9. We're listening. Tell us about that homework assignment.
Magic Mark, big rummy rum. Hey man, I admit I haven't gone to the Alabama game yet.
Oh man,
okay. That's all right, I got you. We're gonna have this conversation.
Okay.
And I'm not here to pour water on the fire.
Okay.
I'm not. But I'm hurt, man. I'm gonna tell you because I think Pat Kelsey. I love him. But I think if he didn't use everything he's got in him to keep the Louisville faithful, the Louisville favorites, I think that our crowd, now our crowd is going to have to, it's going to take us time to fall in love with these players that he's getting. And he's getting, right now he's got a couple of good ones. I'm with it. No doubt that they're probably going to meet the challenge at some point.
Jesse, you got one player in mind. I want to know who that player is.
that we should have gone on.
No, that you personally are sad that we're losing. I want to know what player. When you say the Louisville faithful, you got one player in your mind. Who is that player?
You've been listening to me. But it's actually two.
Okay.
Tyler, man, we clamored for him to get on the court. And you know what? He did not disappoint. In his freshman year. Now, he has some mistakes. He's got some growing to do. But just imagine where Russ Smith came in and where he ended up. Tyler Johnson came in almost a step ahead of where Russ came in. I maintain, Magic, that that Tyler, if we get all these dogs, he's going to add another 15 points to by getting them the ball.
Let me ask you this.
Okay, cool.
If his offense is designed around high number 3-point shooters, right? Where does Tyler fit in a team of 3-point shooters, tall 3-point shooters?
Okay, I can answer that question. If you got a guard that can get the ball to these shooters under all circumstances, that's Tyler Johnson. He gets the ball into windows that are unnatural. I'm talking about if a window opens in a split second, that guy's got the ball.
What if they sag off of Tyler like they started to do late in the year? Just sag all the way into the paint on Tyler. What does he do?
Because he's got the ability to trick. He's a trickster. He's got the ability to go in like he's going to do something. In the last minute, BHH has got the ball in his hand. That's why I'm saying he's uncanny. You're not going to find too many players that had the skill set that he had. And here's something else, Magic and Big Rummy. If you're an offensive player on the other team, a guard, and you cross that center court line, you are in trouble, because this guy is the only player I've seen in a long time that is in your jock from the time you cross that line to you get the ball. Then you're fearful as a guard. You're fearful that he is hawking your ball. He's not just standing in front of you. He's mm-hmm. in your jock.
What if your defensive principles are more close to the pack line and not like one-on-one pressure and like your defense is like anti-gambling?
I think, and you got to admit, you two guys got to admit, I think he's so quick, it doesn't matter about the defense, what they're doing, because he's going to attempt, he's going to make it look like he's getting ready to go to the hole. But in the last second, somebody's going to get that ball. And that's what I'm saying. If we get all these dogs and these ballers, man, he can add another 15 points getting the ball to them. They don't have to hunt for their shot so much. You know, I mean, that's just him. And let me move to my next one. BHH, man, he became a beast. I'm talking about he challenged every big man in the last 6-8 games. He challenged their big man to guard him, and they had to. And you got to admit, he stepped into the role that we have been waiting on him to come in. And the crowd loves him. We're a traditional school. We got staples around here. We got crowd favorites that we love, man. And I think we let them walk out the door. Now we're gonna have to. It's gonna take us 6 games, I believe, before we fall in love with what we see on the court.
It took Brandon 24 games for you to fall in love.
I'm with you. But man, think about it, bro. These players already know what the ACC is going to do, and I'm not saying these other guys are not going to step up to the plate, and they probably will. I mean, we got the number one. I mean, the best player in the Sun Belt and all that. He's going to do his thing. The other players going to do their thing. But man, I think and then Caleb. Let's face it, man. Dude was coming into a player that's almost around the basket. If a rebound goes up, he gonna put his hands on it. We don't know what these other guys are gonna do yet, and they may be good. They have a couple months to get ready for it.
Right.
But man, we have players already there, man. And I don't know. I think PK has the ability to talk them guys back into the Ville. Now I ask you, Magic. And Rummy, to call these guys, I knew it was going to happen, to call these guys after the season and personally, because, Mark, you got it, man, to call these guys in and say, look, let the new coach come in. If he wants you, stay, because you do this, you do that. And if you get this right, if you get that right, you're gonna be exactly what we've been expecting around here. I'm not trying to wet on the guys who coming in, you know. Mm-hmm. But ACC, man. Bruh.
Listen, Jesse, I appreciate the call. You got to do the homework assignment though.
I'll call back in when I get it.
Okay.
But I heard the call. Hey y'all, quit checking that man's plane. He's gonna start driving a limo to get you guys off his back. He got to do it. Let him do his job.
Appreciate the call, Jesse. I can't wait till Coach gets in front of the wrong plane, gets somebody tracking this plane. We're gonna be like, who is he going to Spokane, Washington?
I know. Yeah, what are we doing, man?
Yeah, there's no players out there.
What player is from this area? Yeah, we know everything. Yeah, no, I mean,
yeah, and again. We all agree that Tyler is talented. We all agree Brandon's talented. But like I said, if it's fit for one reason or another, like I said, I just don't see when it comes to Tyler, if he runs a, like I said, anything close to pack line, anything principle-wise, he's not going to be able to get what he needs to get out of Tyler, you know, harassing a guy and taking chances. And that's a different kind of defense you would have to play.
Yeah.
Number two. Listen, Tyler's good with the pull up, but here's the problem. If he was our point guard, most coaches would say, "Well, we'll live with Tyler's free throw pull up. Mm-hmm. We're not going to let him, you know, and absolutely, we'll live with his three pointer.
Yeah,
we're going to fall sag off, you know. Everybody, stay with your man, stay at home. They're going to put a 6'5" wing on Tyler and say sag off.
Absolutely.
I love Tyler. You know what I'm saying? But it just fit with it with the offense, you know. It just might, yeah. Not, yeah, it might not be what you.
That's kind of where I'm at with it. I don't know. I mean, at a college coach that's been a college coach for as long as Pat Kelsey has, he can look at players and know. And some of them might not be him. I mean, mm-hmm. some players are just gonna like go look around.
Yep.
I mean, sure. You know, and I don't think anybody will be bad.
Yeah. It's just fit. Be a fit. One way. Be a fit. Two way.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
And granted, I understand what Jesse's saying, too. We like when players stick around.
Yes.
Okay. But this is just where we're going to have to just do a...
Yeah, a reset.
A reset.
No, a revival.
A revival.
Quick commercial break, 939. Revival.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move, yeah. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front, and they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say like me. 2 singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gonna yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dog, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle.
You made me, you made, you weren't, my microphone wasn't up.
Whoa,
stay on the porch.
Whoa.
You can't mess with the big dog, stay on the porch.
I get my Jimmy's rustled all the time. For you know, turning your microphone on too early, so I make sure to wait until the chorus hits, and then I turn you on. No, and I can't wait for losing with you,
no,
Marcus.
You signal me too early. You don't turn the microphone on too early, but you know what? Error on the side of caution when turning on the microphone.
Yeah,
I don't want a hot mic, you guys.
Yeah, I'd rather.
But that's good to know. Learning experience. Dog on the porch.
God, you're have so the mic easy to push time. Over, dude. God, you make me sick, dude.
No, I'm trying
he's
to.
Such a pushover.
He's a good teammate, Steve.
No, he's not.
Yes, Steve.
You shouldn't do that. You take the blame for too much stuff, Nick.
But see, like when I actually get my my feathers up and I get all pissed off like I did yesterday, I make an ass of myself.
Where's the middle ground?
That's what I'm saying. Like I need a little bit of.
What are you, some extremist or something?
Well, I'm either a pacifist or I'm a douchebag. Like,
I saw
some
text earlier Sofro sent in about him being double masked. I didn't even get to look at it yet.
Oh, God, Sofro.
He said Nick is out double masking.
Sofro is too busy feuding with Louis, so I don't want to hear. It's a long story.
Like real beef?
It's a long story.
What would you say?
They are Arby's, man. They have the beef.
Meats.
No, I know, but it's because they're beefing. So I changed it up a little bit.
No, you screwed that one up.
No, I didn't, because I know it's the meats. Well, look at me. Do you think I not know what Arby's is?
I was like, you can get ham there.
I hate both of you.
On a scale from 1 to 10.
You can get ham there.
What is their beef level on a scale from 1 to 10?
I don't know. Probably like a 5. But
oh, well, that's not beef. You were exaggerating.
Who was Mark feuding with a long time ago about coffee or something?
Oh, wasn't it Ince? Didn't Blanket Baker say like Ince couldn't take the coffee or something?
Oh, really?
I don't know. Or some kind of coffee.
You're right, dude. Blank and Ince had a thing about coffee?
What's been the best beef here?
Ooh.
Huh.
That's a good one.
Legit beef.
Not like something that we would bring on the air from off the air, but something that might have been
like a fun on air beef that might have gotten
there might have been like, hey, no, there's some for real like ooh, there, like James Screeble and me have never be like, I like James a lot, like I've never at any point have I been like, I can't stand that guy, like I'm for real, like there's for real something there. Like, you know what I mean? But like, has there ever been a beef here where it's like, okay, now those two, maybe Nick and Locke with the empanada or the papadilla? Was there any for real heat there?
Probably Nick and his dad. He was just hangry. Oh yeah, no, Dad and I have had some knockdown dragouts. Like one time I left the board to play with a puppy.
Ah, Ramsey and Jason Anderson. It's a good call, Phil.
I don't know if that's what's for air.
Wait a minute.
I was gonna say Ramsey and the chairs. Ramsey versus the lack of chairs.
I mean, Jay's not here. We can say that, right?
Yeah, Phil.
The Midday Rush, the prime years of the Midday Rush. Yeah, seriously.
Why did you say Phil's name on that?
Yeah, it's just like Phil.
And
Phil said that.
Listen, I want to say this. Kudos to Phil, because you know how Phil's not. Phil is not like a. You know, he has a little bit of a weatherman beef.
Okay.
You know, no, Drew Deaner against the pool people.
Yeah, he was for real heated on that.
Oh, that's a good one. The airlines.
His beef with the airlines.
He's had legit beef with Javier Castellano.
Yeah.
That went away.
Drew don't count, though. Drew don't count.
Yeah, Drew has a lot of beefs with angry.
Yeah. That's why I'm glad he's happy now. He's happy.
Oh, my God.
And even when he's happy, he's still kind of angry.
I love happy Drew. It makes me happy.
Phil's not heavy on the predictions, the weather predictions.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Phil's probably got the biggest beef in the company right now, but that's not fair.
Yeah, right. Phil, I saw somebody.
Fighting a good fight.
Somebody like, you know, got kind of a little snazzy with Phil online about him, you know, weatherman. And then Phil just gave one of those good, perfect political, hey, it's all good.
Oh, it was the whole Mark with the C. Weinberg. We talked about it yesterday on the V Show when he was filling it.
What was the result on that one?
Like it was talking about how.
I mean, did Mark take a little?
No,
but you were in for the V Show yesterday.
Yes,
I thought you was off work yesterday.
I was prepping. You guys knew this, man. Don't do that.
Oh, hang on. What time do we get that text? Let me see. Oh, 10 a.m. yesterday. Wow. That's crazy.
You would have been better off not sending a text at all.
I felt like I should have said something. Like, you know, I don't want you guys worried.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably should have.
Because
like, earlier than 10.
That's fair.
Chase was already in here. He's on the phone. He just picked the phone up. I mean, he's having a phone conversation right now on his cell phone.
It better be deathly important.
I hope his dad's canceling on him right now.
I'm sorry. Hey, look, it's thanks to our friends at Louisville Ladders and Derby City Gaming downtown. Pops is coming to us live from Radio Row in Phoenix. So he was just telling me that we got to start right at noon because they have limited windows. Mike Golick is going to join us. So that's what he was saying.
Since you owe me a Mount Fuji trip,
yes,
are we going to have to pull out it?
If we could get out a little early, that'd be great, but I don't want to mess with your guys' show. Zach can start the V Show. That's fine.
Okay, at 50.
Well, yeah, we got 3 or 4 minutes here.
Yep. Okay. So how important is the Dante Maddox acquisition? Where would that be on your list?
I'd be up there pretty big.
Or do you have time to wait around and see what else?
No, Maddox is the type of player, man. You watch him play. I think, like I said, I think you put him and Edwards together. That was
instant winner type.
Yeah,
attitude.
I mean, gosh, you couldn't draw up a better old. I mean, yeah, they're better players, look, probably. I don't know. Yeah, you know,
we got four players.
Well, because I would like to see him go into the portal, and we talked about this before the show, and we won't go this far yet because I want to wait and see. I would like him to see the pull at least two. That are like, ooh.
Scott, Smith, Edwards, Maddox. Who's starting up?
Edwards. Yeah.
Who else?
I mean, I don't, probably everybody but Scott right now, right? I mean.
Okay. Yeah.
I think so, Rain Smith is probably a starter.
Rain Smith is a starter.
I expect the Charleston guys to probably come off the bench, but if a guy like, I could see Rain Smith starting up. I just have too much faith that he's going to go out and get another big something at Scott. I think Scott's good.
Yep.
NBA scouts are writing up stuff
great
on Scott.
Upside, great potential.
I just think he's going to go get an older big man that's going to go, okay, he's the starter.
Yep.
You know.
Okay. So, but you get, that's a fair question.
Or I could totally see the other three starting.
Yeah, fair question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it'd be more Rain is more of like first guy off the bench type guy, shooter, you know.
I bet if you ask Rain, he's like, are you kidding me?
Which maybe, and yeah. Maybe I may watch the team and go, oh, he's really good.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he played the same level competition that Edwards did, and he was very good.
What are you going to do when Smith starts over Edwards? You're like, he must be really, really good.
Must be really good. Yeah. Why is it Nick in Arizona?
He got left behind to run the board.
Ow.
Someone has to.
Ow.
Nah, there might have been a possibility, but I didn't.
You never get to go on trips, dude.
You never get to go on trips. You never get to go on trips.
It's okay. Like,
well, you did go to Disney.
That's what I'm saying. I've gone to Disney in New York in the last, like, 3 months. I'm all right.
Sucks, bro.
I do wonder if the possibility was on the table, but I did kind of did some cowardly spit and didn't, like, explore it because I didn't want to get disappointed.
They didn't fight for you enough.
No, well, I didn't know. I did not fight for myself enough. If I pushed, I probably could have figured out a way to get down there.
Shouldn't be on you.
But
people should be fighting for you.
But at the same time, I'm not needed down there. Like,
people, remember, listen, due to the current weather situation, please remember that your home is your fortress and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, which it was recently.
Yeah.
You should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. 502-219-7964. Today, Citadel Roofing and Construction, today. 939 Deville.